A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 11 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Monday, 1st March 2021. Lord God, give us true faith and make that faith grow in us day by day. Also give us hope and love so that we may serve our neighbors according to your will. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Listen now for the word of God as it comes to us from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8 to 10. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. Dear friends, faith in Christianity is often discussed in terms of believing God's promises, trusting in his faithfulness, and relying on God's character and faithfulness to act. It also includes a belief in the new covenant which God has established with us in Christ Jesus. The writer to the Hebrews presents Abraham's faith as a model for believers to follow, and he characterizes it in at least three ways from our text. And the first is that Abraham's faith was obedient faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when God called him, and his obedience was due to his unwavering confidence in a God who speaks. Abraham was prepared to take God at his word because he knew it was a word of unrivaled authority, decisive importance, immense power, and complete reliability. God's summons meant that he had to leave home and family and business. that he had to go out into the unknown, and still he went. His faith in God was obedient faith that needed no proofs at all. You see, dear friends, faith cannot see every step of the way. It is not faith when we demand to know our future from prophets before they come. It is sometimes necessary for the Christian to take the way to which the voice of God is calling without knowing what is really ahead or what is to come. Put differently, you cannot always go to church with a list of items and needs you want to achieve and insist you must get certain breakthroughs instantly from people of God. If your Christianity is give and take, so that you give your life to Christ and he gives you what you need, then that is not Christianity at all. And that is faithlessness and not faith. When we come to God, we come in faith and in obedience to the revealed will of God, hoping and trusting that God would do to us what he has promised he would do. And then secondly, Abraham's faith was patient faith. When he reached the promised land, he was never allowed to possess it. He had to wander in it, a stranger and a tent dweller. And we know from Scripture that God's promise never came fully true to Abraham in this life, and yet he never abandoned his faith. Most Christian people are in a hurry. We don't have the patience to wait for the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. The moment we come to Christ, we start expecting that God will solve all our problems and heal all our diseases and take away all our fears. And when that does not happen, many people are so liable to give up their hopes and lower their ideals and sink into apathy. The man of faith is the man whose hope is flaming bright and whose effort is intensely strenuous, even in the great days when there is nothing to do but to wait. It's the patience of faith. But many of us don't want to wait at all. So we run to people who make outrageous declarations in the name of God and insist that they can provide easy solutions to difficult problems. But there is something which is called the patience of faith. And then thirdly, Abraham's faith was the faith which was looking beyond this world. People who achieve great things in life often have a vision which enables them to face the difficulties and discouragements that will come or that they would encounter. Abraham had received that vision from God. And even when his body was wandering in Palestine and he was living in tents, his soul was at home with God. Why? Because he was looking forward to the city which God has designed and built, the city with permanent foundations, that is the heavenly city. So let me ask you this morning, what kind of faith do you have? Is your faith adventurous? Are you bold enough to accept the challenges of this life and venture into the unknown territories following God's call in your life? Is your faith patient to wait for the fulfillment of God's promises, or are you demanding that you want it now? And is your faith limited to the achievements of this earthly life, or are you looking forward to the heavenly city? May God help us to be steadfast in our walk with him and to trust that these promises that he has made will come true in our lives, if not in this life, in the life to come. Thomas Aquinas commented that faith has to do with things that are not seen and hope with things that are not at hand.
For I give our grace,
Heavenly Father, we are your humble servants. We come before you today in need of hope. There are times when we feel helpless. There are times when we feel weak. We pray for hope. We need hope for a better future. We need hope for a better life. We need hope for love and kindness. Oh, Father in heaven, look upon all your people who struggle with anger, anxiety, doubt, frustration, guilt, hopelessness, lack of patience, and regret. Your holy word tells us all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. And that means that you make all things work for your good purpose in our lives, even when we do not understand. Remind us of your invitation. Cast all your cares upon me and of your assurance that goes with it, because I care for you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. Amen.